When yesterday we finished the Parajikas, but before going to Sangadesesas, we can read the similes. There are similes, if one commits this kind of Parajika, the Buddha gives a simile. Mm-hmm. I think that in the Vinaya notes they give the similes, no? Mm-hmm. That he is with a head cut off or something like that. Mm-hmm.
那个说那个我们昨天我们讲完巴拉吉卡，但是今天在我们先看一下那个有关巴拉吉卡四个比喻。这个在这里考试大纲里边，巴拉吉卡的那个，等一下，他那个在那个上面这个表示六的后面，就是那个上面那个巴拉吉卡后面有一个巴拉吉卡四个比喻。
Okay, this is I think after a table 16.
Mm. Yes, it's very important.
Okay, now the first simile it is for the first Parajika. Shugyo. So then the first simile for the first Parajika is if one indulges in sexual intercourse, he's like a man with his cut off. Mm. Means he completely can't get the life of bhikkhuhood again.
Mm.
So then in the second Parajika is called like a dry leaf falling from a tree who is not able to grow again. The third Parajika it is like a flat stone who is broken to two, you can't glue it again. There is no way to glue it. It's broken.
第三个巴拉吉卡就是像一个破成两块大石头，你不可能再把它粘合起来。
And the fourth Parajika is about a palm tree cut at the top on the ground. Once this is called the whole top of the tree is cut off, the tree is going to die.
It's going to die or cannot grow. The tree is going to die or the tree cannot
grow. It's completely, it will dry up.
The top or the root, you mean? The root?
The top. The crown.
Oh, okay. 他说那个第四条巴拉吉卡就是那个树顶没完全肯定要种植树，不可能再生存。So
because now palm trees, okay, ordinary trees have branches from the left, from the right. It's called the palm tree is just straight only on the top. They are branches. They are not branches from the left, from the right. So therefore, no, if you cut the top, there is no way for this tree to find another way to grow.
Okay, so there
are another branch left, right, and so on.
Okay, so there is no way to grow. It's called the branches and leaves.
Yeah, there is no way. There means it's called you cut. The life of the palm tree. There's no way to grow. That means death for the tree.
他说那个棕榈树和一般树不太一样，它那个它没有很多那种那个侧身啊，树枝，它就是靠那个树顶上那个地方出来很多树枝，然后长很多树叶，所以说你把那个树顶完全砍掉的话，它就不能再长枝叶了，所以说没法存活。
So now, and the Buddha for every Parajika says that a monk who commits like that is not a samana, is not a recluse. He do not become a monk. He is not a monk. Means he did not renounce what monks should renounce. And Asakya Bhutya means he is not a Buddha son. Sakya is not a Sakya, a son of the Sakya. What is the Buddha?
然后佛陀对每一个梵文那个四个巴拉吉卡里边任何一块比丘都会说他们非沙门非世子，非沙门的意思就是他们不是出家人，然后那个 然后他们没有舍利，那个实际上是应该舍利的东西。然后非世子就是说他不是那个释迦牟尼佛的法子。
So now, regarding this Asakya Putya, now the Buddha used this in the fourth Parajika, in the four Parajikas, in all four Parajikas. But he used this the same, this Asamanu and Asakya Putya, for monks who use manual.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see about this rule.
他说佛陀在那个在那个制定那个斯巴拉金刚的时候，用了那个非沙门非世子这个词，但除此之外还有一条界，那个佛在制定的时候也用那个非沙门非世子这个词，就是在那个第十八条舍厄，就是那个戒受金钱那个戒的时候，佛在制定那条戒的时候，他也用了非沙门非世子这个词，戒受金钱就是那个第十八条舍厄，戒受金钱。
哦，戒受金钱。
Therefore, the term Asamana and Asakyaputya applies for the four Parajikas, applies also for monks who handle money. If they handle money, they are all the Asamanas, they are all Asakyaputyas.
他说，所以说非沙门非这个非世非世非世子这两个词是有两种，一种是犯了斯巴拉金刚的，再一种是吃钱的。
So therefore now, sex, stealing, killing, telling lies, and using money, all go asamana asakya buddhi.
所以说那个，对非沙门非世子来说有五条罪，就是那个四条巴拉吉嘎，再加上那个接受金钱。
So then, all right. Now we go to the sangha diseases.
下面开始讲那个 sangha diseases。
And let's see, Parajika. Now, if you read the rule, it says that a monk who emit semen, sukavisati. So then, he falls into sangha disease offense, except if it is in a dream. So, and this will be sanchetanika, means volitional, deliberate. Deliberate volitional emission of semen, except in a dream, is a sangha disease. And we are going to explain each word.
然后那个，现在第一条戒是这么说的，就是故意出京出梦城外那个，三个地戒行，所以说，这条戒也是有心戒，必须是有动机，才能那个成罪。然后像我们现在那个，诸四解释这条戒。
So now, the original story is about a monk who, while eating, going for pinnapata, eating very.Good food, sumptuous food, and in order to subside his lust, so he will masturbate, emit semen and so forth, and after this has been known, the monk starting blaming how this monk and so forth with the same hand he receives pinnapada, with the same hand he emits semen and so masturbates. So then, it's not proper for monks and so forth. Then they inform this matter to the Buddha, and the Buddha put down this rule.
然后说这条戒的那个制定为这件因缘是有一个比丘，他那个为了调伏自己的淫欲，他就那个手淫故意出京，然后其他比丘指责他，然后说你那个用一只手接受现世，然后用同一只手那个去手淫。然后说这个对出家人不适合，所以说那个佛陀制定这条戒。
So if someone else masturbate, so they should be punished. So different punishments. So then, but if monks masturbate, they should be dealt with this form of apati, which is called sangha disease.
他说如果一个那个沙玛尼拉手淫的话，他应当被惩罚；而如果一个比库手淫的话，他应该那个。根据被那个那 根据这三个第三大处理方式对它进行处理。
So then, now here, we first explain what means volitional emission. Volitional means one does it deliberately.
上面解释什么叫故意的那个处境，就是故意这个词儿。
So now, volitional means there are five factors, and you can go in the Vinaya notes.
然后这个地方故意，这个地方故意有五个。
Five factors for Sanchetanika.
这地方故意有五个要素，大家可以参见那个戒律考试大纲。戒律考试大纲那个第一条故意出现下面那个故意的五要素。
So then. First is that one knows very well that one wants to enjoy the emission of semen.
第一条了之就是说那个这个犯戒者他知道 so he knows that he's going to emit semen.
Yeah, to enjoy the emission of semen. You want to emit, yes.
To emit and
to enjoy,
the emission. Okay. 他说那个了知就是指他那个在那个这个非犯罪人在出庭之前，明确知道自己要出庭，而且他要享受这个出庭。
And then he is fully aware that he is going to do so.
然后下一个截了是指他那个完全意识到自己将要这样做。
And he does it purposefully.He has no other purpose of doing it, just to emit and to enjoy.
而这个地方的故意就是说他是故意做的，他的目的就是出京，并且享受这个出京。
And he is without hesitation.
然后他做这个出京时没有任何犹豫。
And then he makes a physical effort.
然后他做出
了。On his own sexual organ.
然后他的那个用自己的身躯做出实际的那个肢体行为。
This is how the full definition of Sanchetanika is given by the Buddha.
而这就是那个佛陀对故意所定义的五个要素。
Now we must understand that Chetanika is one. Sanchetanika is full-fledged, as called volition. Chetanika is.Just intention or volition, but Sanchetanika is full fledged. Volition has no any doubt that he's going to do so.
他说这个故意和这个普通的那个思，就是普通那个动机的区别是，这个故意是一个完全发展的一个思，就是说他这个意志在执行时候没有任何犹豫。
So then.Now, regarding emission of semen.
下面关于出精这个词我们要解释。
So then, the effort is done in one's own sexual organ in order to get semen out of the sexual organ.
So you're explaining according to
Kankabhisati.
Kankabhisati, no?
Yes, sometimes I just to ask all, but
okay.
So I can't be literate because many Pali words here.
Yes, I see.
So I can't translate word by word.
Okay,
I just give some in the beginning, just the essence, and after I will translate word by word.
Okay.
Because the crucial points are Angajata, Nimitta, and making the effort, Upakama.So making the effort to one's own sexual organ, the effort and so forth in order to emit, and in order to emit semen. Okay.
他说大家那个这个地方大家可以看那个以后第六十一页就是有关出精的解释第一三段。他说这个出精里边关键几个点就是它是指那个以欲出精的这个思。 然后去弄自己的男根，然后目的是为了那个出金，对。
So now the purpose can be different purposes. Now, for example, maybe I for health, for enjoyment, for whatever the reason is. So then, one makes effort once on a sex organ. That's called stimulates it, arouses sexual desire. So with the intention to get the semen out of the sexual organ.
他说那个这个地方就是射精的目的可以是有很多种，可以是为了娱乐，也可以是为了健康。但是不管怎么样，就是他是这种意识，使精液离开那个生殖器。
So now here in the Parajika Pali, how they are given different reasons why a man can try to do so.
So I should.
So let me see.
I will distribute in this a soft copy of Vinayapitaka also, a Sotavibhanga also, in order for this class, no?
You want to distribute?
Distribute a soft copy of Sotavibhanga, a Chinese translation of Sotavibhanga.
Yes, very good. Yes, because there are many, much more information in this Sotavibhanga.
Okay,
they can go through and read.
Okay.
Let me see. So it can be for health, it can be for pleasure. It can be for thinking this will be for medicine for others.
Medicine for others.
Medicine for
others.
It can be for dana, donation. For example, nowadays, what's it called? Donation of semen for a woman to get pregnant.
Yes.
So it can be for merit. Maybe you think for merit for others. Okay. For example, I will emit and the ants can eat it, will be married for me.
Okay.
So, it can be as a sacrifice for, you can be thinking maybe I will go to heaven if I do so like that. So, it can be to see whether one is able to emit or not, is capable to emit or not. It can be also for a joke, just for a play. So, whatever the reason, one falls into sangha disease.
他说根据那个律藏里边的说法呢，就是说那个出经，就是实际出经的东西，可能还有这个其他几种，比方说，除了刚才说的那个，为了健康，为了娱乐之外，还有是有些人出经是为了给他人做药，就是说你认为自己的经验可以给他人做药，还有些人出经是为了捐献。还有些人出经是为了做功德，比方说他觉得这个经验出来给蚂蚁们吃掉了，可能会对自己有功德。还有一些人那个出经是为了宗教性的牺牲，可能有些人认为是那个出经可以让自己上升天界，这样。还有一些人出经是为了检查自己有没有能力出经，还有一些人出经是为了戏乐。但是佛陀说，不管是因为那个什么东西出经，那个都是那个三个地方。
And therefore can be enjoined on. Body means by the hand, with one's own hand, one tries, has the volition to do so, makes the effort and emits. Then it is sangha disease. It can be also in an external object, for example, one rubs one's penis on the bed or on the wall, on some other soft item and so forth, and then makes the effort on that. So again, sangha disease.
他说，这个出经的方式可以是手淫，也可以是用那个床或者墙或者其他物品摩擦自己生殖器，然后出经，结果都是sangha disease。
So then, it can be also by shaking one's pelvis, what's called in the space. Mm-hmm. So that one spinos will move left and right, left and right, mm-hmm. so to stimulate one spinos. Mm-hmm. And then one emits, then Sangha disease. So, even if one goes to a toilet, mm-hmm. so one wants to, to make stools, mm-hmm. so while the stools are coming, one makes pressure, more pressure.
Tools?
To the stool.
A stool.
Okay. Stool. Okay. Make more pressure, mm-hmm. so, and then, to stimulate one spinos, mm-hmm. so then, to emit, mm-hmm. that is also Sangha disease.
而比方说，一个人坐在那个坐便器上上厕所，然后用那个坐便器压迫自己那个生殖器，然后用一正好出镜也是那个松散。So
while urinating, I'm pressurized the urine in such a way, mm-hmm. so that stops it and leaves it, so stimulate one's penis, mm-hmm. so that in order to emit, that is also Sangha
disease.如果有人在撒尿的时候故意让自己的尿那个停一下，然后又接上，停一下，然后又接上，用这种方式刺激自己生殖器，然后让生殖器出现，这也是那个松散。So
then, whatever the reason is, so if one's purpose is that to emit, makes the effort one's own penis, and then emits, it is Sangha disease.
不管那个原因是什么，那个只要以出镜为目的，然后那个是精液射出都是那个三个意思。Now
regarding the semen, semen usually it is white color. That's why sukha. In Pali, sukha means white. It's called. But it can have other colors also.
他说下面有关这个精液，他说精液通常是白色的，他说包括巴育语这个词，它本身就有白色的意思，但是精液也可以有其他的颜色。So
now the other colors is because some people have certain sicknesses. Now let's see if they have a prostate problem, then the semen might be colored, maybe. Like bluish, bluish color, it won't be completely white. Or people who have jaundice in the body, when the whole body becomes yellow. It's called, that is also the semen turns yellow. So others who have some internal bleeding, then if the semen comes out, it comes with smeared with blood, then becomes red. So whatever the case is, whatever the color is, there is no excuse telling, I want to emit white color and ultimately it came red color out, so therefore I'm free of Sangha disease. So there is no excuse for that.
他说这个，他说那个，许多人经验出现，现在一般跟疾病有关。比方说，一个人他那个，前列腺如果出现毛病的话，他那个，前列腺疾，他那个疾，射出精液有可能带蓝色。如果一个人他有黄疸病的话，他那个，射出精液可能是黄色。然后他一个人身体边，如果内出血的话，他那个射出精液可能有红色。但是不管什么颜色，他那个他都不能免除这个三个意思。如果他故意出精的话，比方说有一个人说我那个我出，我出镜是打算射出。
Now in the Sutta Vibhanga, Sukha Visati is explained from Tana Chavana, shifting the semen, shifting from its place.
他说在那个律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律
what means place here?
The original place in the testicle.
What is the original place?
Testicle. Huh? Testicle. isn't it?
Testicles are what semen is called. What? Semen is produced, no?
Yes, yes, yes.
But it does not get shifted from this place.
It's not shifted from that place?
From that place. Because there is other complicated matter. Now, according to the medical science, the place are the seminal vesicles. Seminal vesicles where the semen accumulates. Accumulates, which is almost down from the urethra. Below the urethra, there are seminal vesicles.
Urethra means what is called? Bladder.
Below the bladder.
Below the bladder.
Maybe I can show a chart, but I don't have a chart. You know, maybe tomorrow I can show a chart.
You can draw very difficult.
I can't remember the whole thing because maybe I can draw it very roughly.
Yeah, you can.
But it's called. I can't remember there was a chart. But I have it, I can't remember. I put a chart there. So then, I can't. I don't know how that I would be precise. I just throw it, but so then. If I show in the chart, is much better because it is more clear. No, I will try to find the chart.
Okay.
I will throw it tomorrow. But anyway, now just a general explanation. Now it is. The original place, what's called inside the testicles, what's called the semen gets produced and accumulated below the urethra. There are seminal vesicles. They're called vesicles, like this kind of vessels, like small bags. They accumulate there. So there are two bags like that. So from the left to right. So, and then there is a tube which goes to the urinary tract. From your urine goes from below the urethra. Urethra is called urinary tract. So, I can draw a little bit. I don't know. As far as I remember.
So this is the rear retainer.
Let me see.
Seminal vesicle, no?
Yeah, I have it. Okay. I got it.
Seminal vesicle, okay. Seminal vesicle, this is the rear, no?
But it doesn't show picture, no? We want to have the picture. Show direct from here, though. Lights. Okay. Now, see. Now, this is the urethra. This is where the urine comes out from the penis. Okay. It goes down. So it's the path from urine. So then, I can draw it on this.
You can simply just tell me the person. show them this picture. So it's better than drawing.
I don't know. It's the single thing. It's not so big thing.
Okay. 然后他这个原处指的是那个储金囊，然后那个张老板他画一下那个储金囊在什么位置，就是说那个使使使使使金也离开原处是指使使金也离开那个储金囊，然后张老板想给大家画一下那个储金囊在身体里边储的哪个位置。
Single as possible. Now, the semen gets produced in testicles, and then it goes up and accumulates in seminal vesicles. Alright?
Yes.
So now, if the penis gets stimulated, alright? So semen, now urine comes from the, what's called, from here. This is the urethra. Urine is accumulated here. Okay, the semen is accumulated here. So if urine comes, it comes this path here and so forth, it comes out of the penis, alright? So then this is how the urine goes out. Now, the same way now, seminal vesicles store the semen, okay? If they get stimulated, then there is a tube here, a kind of track. So, and the semen falls into the urinary tract and goes out into a semen.
Okay.
Right?
他说精液是这个精液是那个是怎么来的这样他说那个给你的瓶那这个是那个什么睾丸然后这个地方是那个输精管 然后这个地方就张老说那个储精囊
这个地方是射精管，然后这个这个这样这尿道，然后张老师说那个精液它首先是在睾丸这地方产生，然后通过输精管输到这个储精囊这地方，然后说如果说那个如果是身体上的性方面的刺激的话，精液会从储精囊这地方经过那个射精管。 通过尿道，然后就这样射，和尿的这个地方是那个交接的。然后他说我们说那个离开原位就是指离开储精囊这个地方。
We have to redo the again. We have to explain more.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry. I didn't know you.
Thank you. disciples are not necessary. Now, if semen falls into urethra, so it has so much, the urethra can be irritated. Irritated if it goes. Therefore now, especially from this area onwards, one might feel a burning sensation, burning sensation if no lubricating fluid is produced. So now, this lubricating fluid facilitates for to avoid this burning sensation of the semen. So therefore, when a drop or even whatever drop and so forth falls inside, immediately this is called, is also gets stimulated and also a lubricating fluid comes to receive the semen. So therefore now when semen comes out, it never comes pure semen, it comes always mixed with lubricating fluid. And I will explain the the importance of lubricating fluid. Show them like that. Put a mark there.
这个地方尿道这个管道里面，尿道球线，然后这个经液从那个储精囊经过射精管进入尿道以后，如果说尿道里面没有任何润滑液的话，你的尿道里边可能有灼热感，但是如果说，所以说为了避免这种灼热感，然后尿道球线这个经液它一旦进入尿道。 然后尿道球液开始分泌润滑液，所以说它这个经液从这流下去，被尿道球液分泌润滑液给接住了。所以说你最后射出来精液都不是纯的精液，里边一定包含这个尿道球液所分泌这个润滑液。然后那个像张老师给大家解释，就是那个为什么要解释这个润滑液。
Now, therefore now, about lubricating fluid, if one drop falls, as called, inside the urethra, as called, it gets mixed with lubricating fluid and might come out. But because the lubricating fluid, sometimes the amount can be more than the semen.
Yes.
So it looks very liquid. It's like water. So therefore, the Buddha speaks about another kind of semen, which is like dakkavana. Dakkavana means it's the color of water. So in that case, I will tell the importance of what means it's called dakkavana. We can explain it. Could say, look, it looks like watery, because the amount of lubricating fluid is so much, so that little semen, if it falls, it's mixed with lubricating fluid, and the semen looks like water. This, it's actually lubricating fluid mixed with semen. Because lubricating fluid never comes by itself alone. There's no way to have pure lubricating fluid coming. It has no, some semen has to fall inside the urethra, and then this is what stimulates the lubricating fluid to come. It mixes together and comes like, if it is, the semen is very little, it looks like water.
他说是这样的，他说那个有有有有种情况，就是说，比方说这个。
那那所以它所分泌的润滑液它是分泌的数量可能比那个精液还要多很多，然后这种情况如果说你那个就润滑液变得多，然后精液很少的话，你最后摄出来那个精液可能非常细，看起来和水一样，然后或者那个精藏里边说过是过有那个有一种精液像水一样的精液，他说跟张老姐说这种像水一样的精液实际上就是那种有很多润滑液，然后里边有很少精液的那种精液。 但是张老听大家注意一点，他说这个润滑液它是不会单独出现的，只有当这个精液进入尿道之后，它才开始分泌，那这个尿道才开始分泌润滑液。所以说，只要润滑液出来，它里边一定混有一定量的精液。
Some monks they think that lubricating fluid, if lubricant this kind of lubricating fluid comes out of penis, it's not emission of semen. So they think even if they make effort to emit, and then ultimately emit, only lubricating fluid, fluid comes out, they think, oh, it's not sangha disease. So then, but a discussion we had with a surgeon, which is about genito-urinary surgeon.
You have discussed with him?
I discussed with him. He told me that that is not the case, because they found women who have been raped, they found only lubricating fluid in the vagina, but they get pregnant. So then, in that case, now we can't tell that lubricating fluid is free of semen.
他说那个，甚至有些比如可能认为他就是射出来那个液，他射出来那个液像水一样这种润滑液，那就不是故意出精，但是这个是不对，他说那个。 他本人曾经专门跟那个泌尿生殖外科的那些泌尿生殖外科的大夫讨论过这个问题，他说那个那大夫跟他说这个就射出来这个像水一样这种精液，其实不可能没有精子。他说有这样的案例，就是比方说有女人被强奸了，强奸以后，然后在阴道里发现液体，只是那种像水一样，还有大量润滑液液体，但是这样这种液体仍然足以让她怀孕。所以说就是说，反正射出来这种液体是不可能完全没有精液。
That's why the Buddha speaks about one kind of semen, which is dakkavana. It is, the appearance of a water. It's like water. If you, if it comes out, it's almost transparent. So then, and I asked the surgeon, how is that possible? He told me, yes, this is the only way to find out. Lubricating fluid has this kind of color. Lubricating fluid. But even then, as of what, it can cause pregnancy.
他说这个颜色透明的原因是因为这个尿道所分泌这个就是润滑液的颜色几乎透明了。如果说你这个东西里边再大量润滑液，只有少量精液的话，但是这整个会和颜色还是透明的。但是像这种东西仍然足以使那个对女人怀孕，所以说那个人射出来的东西仍然是包含精液。
Therefore, we must infer, according to that, that only if semen already drops, one drop, two drops, three drops, fall inside the urethra. This bulb here, it gets stimulated and produces lubricating fluid. That is the forerunner. That is the forerunner of semen. If one already sees that lubricating fluid comes out of its penis, that means is indication, as called, that already semen has fallen inside the urethra.
他说，这个你看那个精液尿尿，这次尿尿尿尿，它所分泌流入润滑液，你可以认为是这个精液的指示器，因为说，因为只有当精液进入尿道的时候，这个腺体才会被激活，然后它才会分泌生成乳液体。所以说你就用那种意思说，你就知道精液应该已经进入尿道。
And this is what we mean is we mean tana chawa. Tana, it is a place. The semen has shifted from its place. It has gone down to the urethra. And then slowly gets mixed with lubricating fluid and comes out.
所以像这种情况，它就已经那个，就属于现在那个绿藻里边说离开原位了，因为像这种情况下，那个就是那个精液，而且精液它已经离开了储精囊，而并且那个滑入了尿道。
So therefore, now if one makes effort to emit, stimulates one penis, and then after some time, one sees that some watery substance comes out, sticky, it's usually sticky, it's not urine, it's a sticky substance. If one touches like that, it's sticky. But it is almost transparent, it's like water. That means it is not thick like semen. That is indication that already he emitted. Emission, that means the semen shifted from its place. It's tana chama. Maybe one drop, two drops, three drops, good enough for the whole cycle.
所以说那个，所以说大家如果发现那个生殖细胞出现那种那个像水晶透明上有点黏的那种液体，但是又不像精液那么黏，然后这个就是混合一点，那个润滑液，然后如果说是故意出现导致的话，这个就已经是三个类似的。
So now this lubricating fluid, it is called in Pali sandal.
Sandal.
And we find this word in several places in the Tripitaka. Let's say in. And I will explain the story, especially in the Jataka, about the story about Sandala.
Okay. He said,
So there is a Jataka story when the Bodhisattva was a hermit. So then, once he went to urinate inside the forest on the leaves, and then with the urine, Sandava came out. So then, and it's stuck on the leaves. So and then one she deer means animal, she deer means animal, but she was female deer. Went there and started licking the urine. So and also lick the sandal.
Okay.
The sandal, this lubricating fluid. So and after that she got pregnant.
Okay.
So and she gave birth to a human being. That is Jataka story. Let me see. What was the name of that? I don't know. It was Kumara or what. Now, this is one story we can come to across to this term sandala. It is not sugar, like semen. It's sandala, which produce birth. It's called by to a animal.
他说那个，这有一个本身故事里边讲的，他说菩萨前世是一个隐士，然后呢，他有一次在森林里边撒尿。 然后他那个三角同时那个润滑液也一撒出来，然后那个润滑液撒出来以后，他尿和润滑液撒出来以后，他粘那个树叶子上，然后这时候来一只母鹿，开始舔那个尿和那个润滑液，然后这个本身故事说这个，因为这个母鹿舔那个那个润滑液，然后他后来那个怀孕，然后生出一个人的胎儿，然后从这个故事上我们就可以知道说这个。 润滑液它有一个使那个 使自信受精的这个功能。
说，
He said, "Is it possible for she deer to get pregnant by swallowing the semen through the scot or orally?"
Yes, we have a case also. I read some story somewhere that a woman who licked the semen of a person, swallowed it, and she got pregnant.
What is the source?
There is some story. I don't know. Somewhere I read something like that. So then, therefore, now by oral, because now it depends on the woman's wish. Woman's wish, a lot of it's called desire. Desire to, if a woman they get into heat, they produce so much desire as well to get children, I don't know what, so what. So then even little amount of semen by ingesting through the mouth. So it goes to the ovaries. So
it goes to the ovaries without the
It goes to the ovaries. Goes to the ovaries and gets children. So there is, I read some story which, it was not from the Buddhist story, it was somehow in medical book, I don't know how.
他说他读过一些医学类的书籍，好像有讲过这样的案例，就是说一个一个女人喝精液，然后自己怀孕的例子，然后精液直接进入子宫，这种例子，他说他读过，但不是从佛教的巴利三藏。
So then, these are the miracles, and there is also now touching also the same. If a man, for example, touches a woman. Because of this lust, some women get, actually the ovaries get stimulated. And they can get pregnant.
Without semen, you mean?
Huh?
Without semen?
Yes, because it's called, there is self-stimulation gets inside the body. It is what's called asexual pregnancy. Some animals have that.
Some animals, but humans is possible for sexual pregnancy.
There are some, it's called miraculous births like that. I don't know.
Jesus, you mean?
Not Jesus, but we have a Jataka story also. Jataka story. Uh-huh. And by touching the navel of a woman and so forth, she got, it's called pregnant.
Uh-huh.
There is one story. And some animals also get pregnant by the sound. By the sound, like for example, hens, they get pregnant by hearing the sound of a cock.
Oh, okay.
So then,
This is something that Jataka stories.
These are very exceptional stories, exceptional, but this is not normal. Oh, okay. But these are, as called, as exceptional stories, exceptional cases.
Oh. 然后张老师在本身故事里边还有那种，就是说那个。女人肚子，然后被男人触摸，然后怀孕是怀孕的例子，在本身故事里边这样。
This is actually that Jataka story. This is when the commentary gives explanation how this can happen just to touch the navel of a woman and get pregnant. And this commentary gives how other animals have the ability even without touch, just by sound, to get pregnant.
然后本身经常注释里边说有一些那个。动物它可以仅仅通过那个听那个雄性的声音而受孕，嗯，这是本身那个著述里边说的。
You tell about the hens, the cock。
嗯，他说那个，比如说一只母鸡，一个公鸡的声音。嗯，就这样。
So then, there is also one bird gets pregnant by the thunder.
Thunder, okay.
Thundering comes and so what? It gets internal stimulation and so forth, heat produced, I don't know how it's called, and it gets very good.
So this is in the commentaries or?
No, it is, yes, the commentary itself, but I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It is a kind of bird-like, bird.
然后那个著述里边还说就是有一种鸟它是听到那个打雷声音它也可以受益。
The other animals also, they have, produce asexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction means without needing a partner to have sex, they just generate, as called the semen and also the ovaries inside their own body.
No, they don't need the semen and ovaries. They simply split. Their cells simply split.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what this is. This is called asexual reproduction. Yes.
然后说动物里边也有一些动物是无性生殖的，那种人更不需要受精。
There are some animals they can change the sexual.
还有些动物是它可以自己改变自己性别的。They
are born as males and after several months they become female.
对，它比方说出生的时候可能是雄性，然后过几个月以后自己转变雌性，这种动物是有。They
are fish, especially fish, certain kinds of fish.
尤其在那个鱼类当中比较常见。 鱼类，有些鱼可能刚生出来是公的，然后后来过一段时间自己变成母的。鸡啊，鸡我不知道，但是鱼肯定是有的。So
now coming back to this kind of semen, you must know that if you find in the Sudavibhanga that the Buddha gives 10 kinds of semen, okay, and one semen it is called dakkavana. Dakka means like watery appearance. So, if you come across to that, you must understand that this semen, it is mixed with much lubricating fluid. It is the amount of semen may be little, but it's mixed with lubricating fluid, so that it looks like water.
绿藏里边讲的十种精液里边这种水色精液，就是这个地方讲的，就是混合了很多润滑液的这种精液，然后这种精液也是精液的一种，它属于一种精液。Now
during dreaming, the Buddha tells not to offense because one has no control, control over these biological processes. Anybody?
他说那个，梦中出现是不犯的，因为在梦中你没法控制自己的生理过程。Now,
Sangatisesa means, we'll explain the word Sangatisesa, that I think Vinaya notes explain this about the meaning of Sangatisesa.
下面我们讲这个圣禅这个词是怎么定义的，就是Sangatisesa这个词是怎么定义的。
Now, Sangha means Sangha Adi Sesa. Sangha is this word, Sangha Adi Sesa, it has three words in it. The first word is Sangha, the second word is Adi, and the third word is Sesa. Adi means initial, beginning, and Sesa means subsequent, remaining acts which the Sangha has to take in order to purify a monk who has fallen into Sangha, into this kind of events.
这个地方说最初圣言是指那个圣禅处理这类过犯的过程。Now
the beginning Adi means the Sangha in order to punish a monk. They have to give him parivasa, probation and manada in the beginning. And in the end, it means the subsequent acts, the Sangha has to give him abhana, this rehabilitation.
然后这个寺里边最初的是指那个三个人在处理过程里边那个举罪和那个举罪别处以及马达，然后最后那个剩下的那个Sesa他那个意思就是指那个最后那个出罪。That
means this the monk can't purify himself alone. The Sangha has to come and purify.
所以说对三个地在这种境，就是说那个犯戒人他是不能自己给自己忏净，他必须借助僧团的帮助才能忏净这条罪。
It's called Vudana Vidi, Vudana Because when the uttanaya means to help, that the sangha help that monk get rid of this offense. He can't do it himself alone.
然后这个地方，然后这整个这个过程就是从举罪意识到出罪这个过程叫做出起，然后这个过程必须从始至终都要僧团参与，不能自己一个人完成。This
Bhutana it is opposite of desana, desana vidhi. Desana vidhi, which means that the monk, by just confessing himself, he can get rid of the offense.
然后，这个出起是相对于那个忏罪而言，他说。
就可以通过忏罪来进行那种罪呢，你可以自己找个信念比丘忏罪来完成，并不需要僧团参与。
啊，就是出起不算是举罪是吧？出起不算举罪是？出起包括这个地方的举罪，别住马拉达和出罪，但是他这个地方说出起不算忏罪，忏罪是两个比丘蹲在那里做那个对称那个叫忏罪。
So now in the Vinaya notes, it gives a lot of explanation how about Parivasa and Manata and all these things, how the Sangadisesa offense is concealed. This explanation usually come at the end of all Sangadisesas. Therefore now, if we finish all the Sangadisesas, we explain these terms. What means Parivasa, Manata, how the monk can be purified, how his offense is concealed and not concealed. So all these things will explain at the end of all Sangadisesas. Because this is the order in Sutta Vibhanga, this is the order of the Sangha Vidhara.
他说那个我们下面讲的时候呢，我们把这些那个别墅啊、马拉达呀以及出罪啊，还有那个出起啊，还有说扶桑、非扶桑啊，这些术语，我们放到最后来讲，就是我们实在是三个第三次讲完之后，我们讲这个，因为这个那个律藏里边他实际上就是这样，然后伊布多多他也是按照这顺序讲，所以我们也按照这顺序讲。
So therefore now we go to the Sattata Sakara, 17 ways how Sangadisesa number 1 takes place.
然后下面我们用那个17要素分析法来分析那个第一条Sangadisesa。
Yeah, these tables, we can go to the tables now. Here, the Nidana it is in the city of Savati. And the Buggala, the person is itself venerable, say Yasa. Venerable. Okay. So he goes.
Okay.
The Kangavitaran does not tell venerable, it is only the name Sayasaka. Because he is called a monk who masturbated, no, you can't tell him venerable.
Yeah, as long as he's not Parashika, he's venerable.
But the Kangavitaran does not give the name venerable. Ayasma Sayasaka. Okay, anyway. So, now here, the Vattu, this object of Sayasaka was to have intentional emission of semen. So, and this is Panyati. Now, this legislation that emission of semen, what the Buddha brought down, it is Sangadisesa, was the first legislation, their first formulation of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is called anupanyati, anyatra supinata, except in a dream, it was a second additional formulation.
Mm-hmm. 然后这个地方根本是设，就是故意出定，然后随时设，就是梦中出外。And
this is asadharana panyati, which means the bhikkhunis have not this kind of sangha-desis offense.
然后这个是设是不共识设，因为bhikkhuni没有这条戒。So,
and then this offense occurs not by commanding others, it's ananatika, without command to others. If a monk, for example, commands some, orders some other monk to emit, it is the other monk who falls on the offense, it is not the monk who commands, does the holy offense. And we have, about apati, there are three kinds of offense here, sangha desesa, dulace, and dukkata.
然后第二件可能犯三种那个过犯，一种是第一是那个最重要的三个戒，其次是修行，然后再次是恶俗。So if one intends, now how to fall into dulacaya, now if one intends, has the chetana to emit, and makes effort upakama, and he does not emit, it is dulacaya。然后犯宿罪情况是这样的，就像是你是以故意出现的这个思。 然后那个做出了这个刺激自己生殖器这个动作，但是最后你没有出现，那这个是犯宿罪。
So then, even if a monk does not make effort by himself, but tells another monk to masturbate him, to means to make him stimulate his penis, you know, to emit. And if he emits, it is sangha disease.
如果一个比丘，他不是自己手淫，他是命令其他一个人去摆弄生殖器，然后使自己出现，这个也是三个地形。So
and according to the commentary, if even if one small drop falls into the Dhakka Sota. Dhakka Sota, it is what I explained here, this kind of
urinary tract.
Urinary
tract. One drop falls into the urinary tract, which even a small fly can drink from. It is Sangha disease.
然后根据《注疏》里边解释，哪怕一个 一滴精液滴入尿道，然后这一滴精液仅仅是一个小苍蝇可以饮用的量，然后这个也是那个生疏鱼，那不是那个三个例子。And
it says whether this drop comes out or does not come out, it is sangha disease.
就是不管是你这个最后这个精液是那个流顺生殖器还是没流顺自己生殖器，这个都是那个三个例子。
Now regarding the, I will discuss something about the place, Now, the Samantabhasadika gives three places, three places of semen in the body.
普段言那个里边说那个精液有三个处所。
So anis, the whole body, for the semen, I will explain.
一种是全身，这张叔给大家解释。The
second is the pelvis.
Pelvis, okay, okay.
And the area.
第二是腰。
And the third is the seminal vesicles. Seminal vesicles.
第三是那个储精囊。
So then, now some they criticize the commentary. They tell how is that possible. So then, but when I ask a doctor, who was the director of 10 hospitals in Sri Lanka. So he told me, yes, the comment is partially true. Because this what we called semen or what we call DNA which is called has the biological information mm-hmm. to pass from the father to the mother.
Mm-hmm.
So this is spread all over the human body,
yes.
beginning.
Yes.
So then that's why you can see that the child who the mother and father produce,
mm-hmm.
it looks like the mother or the father.
Mm-hmm.
This is because the information from the semen mm-hmm. comes to the body of the child.
So, the second one?
Yes, you can explain first,
okay.
Otherwise forget.
Okay. 张老师这个地方呢，他那个有那个，因为这个事情，那个很多人批评就是说，精液怎么可能分不了全身呢？然后他说那个，这个问题他先请教一个医生，然后医生说是这样的，他说那个精液是，他说你那个。 你身体里边那个细胞那个 DNA， 它有一部分 DNA 是来自父性精液的，对吧？就是父亲那个精子里边 DNA， 然后这个 DNA 当然是那个它是分布在你全身细胞里边，也就是说是分布在你全身的。
So then, the second place about the pelvis, the same doctor told me that before the semen accumulates in the testicles and gets produced. It accumulates around the pelvis. There are vesicles there which get it from the whole body, the substance what you call to become semen, get it in the whole body, there are some vesicles, and then they send it to the testicles. That's called, that is the second place where actually before coming to the testicles, they come, there is an area around the pelvis which some vesicles from where the testicles get the they are called the semen.
You get the what?
The semen.
The semen.
Get they get supply. No? They get supply.
As far as I know, that is a kind of liquid. It's called prostate liquid, something, or it's not prostate liquid, but some kind of liquid. Then the mixed together with what's called germs, not germs, which is produced by the testicle. And then when it comes together, it becomes semen. Isn't it?
Yes, that is a storage place before the semen,
uh-huh.
before they go, the semen goes to the testicles,
uh-huh.
there is a storage place
uh-huh.
around the pelvis,
uh-huh.
where this kind of mixture is done.
Okay.
That is another place also which is important,
uh-huh.
important for the semen to get accumulated in the testicles.
Uh-huh. 第二个是腰是怎么回事？他说那个精液里边那精子，它是来自睾丸，但是那个它那个精液里边其他一部分液体，它是来自腰那个地方一个腺体，可能是前列腺，我不知道是不是那个腺体。然后它产生那种液体，然后和那个睾丸它产生精子分布在一起，然后就住在出精囊那个出精囊里边。所以说，精液的一部分来源是来自于那个腰那地方的某一个那个腺体。
And the last place it is for the seminal vesicles. Which according to the Samanta Basadika,
mm-hmm.
that is the real place,
mm-hmm.
which we have to regard according to the Vinaya.
Mm-hmm.
Where if it shifts from that place to urinary tract,
mm-hmm.
that is where the actual offense takes place.
Mm-hmm. 精液的真正的出所，也就是说，那个精液从那个地方流出，然后进入腰道的话。
Therefore, according to the biological explanation, we have three places,
mm-hmm.
but according to the vena, what matters is the last place,
mm-hmm.
which is the seminal vesicles from where the semen falls into the urinary tract.
So then,
now regarding Good. Tell Dukata. Do you Vinya not say tell Dukata? But in Kankamitra does not say any about Dukata. In the Sutta Vipanga does not tell in Dukata.
Sutta Vipanga didn't say Dukata.
I can't find in Dukata. Vinya not say Dukata. Sangati said Tulacha Dukata.
There may be some mistake, I think, because the netbook sometimes.
So then, in Kanka Vaitarani, no Dukkata?
No Dukkata at all.
So I see in Sutta Vibhanga, there is no Dukkata in Sutta Vibhanga. No,
John,
I don't know, I have to check maybe Sutta Vipanga somewhere, I don't know.
You can check definitely. Well, I already told you, there may be a mistake here.
Okay, now we'll go to the next
question. How are you? So, he's telling that there are some dukkhas mentioned in the Sutta Vipanga, that if a monk grasp a penis of a monk who is sleeping to make the sleeping monk emit, then the monk falls into dukkha apatti.
Yeah, yes, can be like.
Another one is that intentionally is called intentionally recollect the genitals of female.
Intentionally
recollect, visualize the genitals of female.
This might be from the commentary.
I don't know, Sutta Vipanga. No, it's not Sutta Vipanga.
Sutta Vipanga?
Sutta Vipanga is there. Even I can remember that. But I'm not sure whether it's from this section or not. It is there. Yes. Oh, he also found that in the Sutta Vipanga.
Yo-yo means? Yo-yo means?
Pardon?
Yo-yo means? He tells yo-yo.
He means, there is.
Yo-yo. So then, okay, now, anapati. What means anapati? It means there is no offense if it is in a dream, if there is no intention, if there is no effort, and if no semen is emitted, if you are mad and one is the first doer. So then, that is all Sila Vipatti. And about the factors, there are three factors. Chetana, it is one, which is intention. Upakkamo, it is effort to emit. And Muchana, it is the emission itself.
Okay, this is 以后都脱的话，应该是三个过程要素。一个是那个思，第二是那个弄，也就是从那个弄出，然后最后那个精出来。然后，但这样讲，那个这些条件还是写了四个要素，还特意特别说过的那个。Now
the samutanis patama parajika, which means it involves only kaya chitta.
然后这个词是第一巴拉斯卡登词，因为它只有一种东西方式，就是身意登词。
And one doesn't involve verbal action. It involves bodily mental action.
因为你不可能通过那个有门道体实验出镜，所以说这个只有二圣一点起。你的意思是说是商业吗？如果你听到原来讲黄色笑话，你不愿意出镜了，这算上个礼显示啊？你说是那个出镜那个人想给你讲黄色笑话的人？出镜的人不黄讲黄色笑话在哪？
啊，对。
出镜人他那不是通过他自己的语门，那是通过他耳门嘛。对啊，他听到了一下子，这算什么情况？
So he's telling that one bhikkhu is telling a dirty joke to another bhikkhu, and because of this dirty joke, the other bhikkhu emitted his semen. So what are the offenses to these two bhikkhus?
대지 쪽 스콜 감수의 두바시다 was an offense, but it depends now with intention. For example, if it is to insult, to insult the other person, or to insult
the other bhikkhu, no?
To other bhikkhu, so it become dupasita.
But without that intention, there is no offense in telling a dirty joke, you mean?
It can be also, like you see now, these jokes actually does have nothing to do with real facts. Yes, in order to something to become a joke, one has to exaggerate it. And not to tell the truth, actually. It's a made-up story, artificial story. Okay? And that can account of musawad also. Musawad. Because you invent a story which is not real, as if it happened, which is not happened, which can be musawad.
Musawad to cut definitely.
Yeah, musawad. It's called. Can be full fledged musawad. It depends on how much can be used. Dukkata in the sense that you know that the other person is not going to be deceived, that he will understand it, that is a joke. But still, he understands it's not real, of course. But one tries to make it real. So this very effort itself is called, involves on a lie, to tell lies. So then, another thing, exaggerating also. You want to exaggerate things, otherwise you can't become a joke. It will look, if it you only exaggerate, it will look like odd, you have to crack the joke and so on. That is why it belongs to the musawada section. So then, if one wants to do it by insulting other, this joke to insult other is called become dubasita.
Dubasita. Okay. So what about the other people?
Let's say, excluding the first
issue.然后那个他说先那个就是说黄色笑话那个人，然后他看他不同的动机是什么？如果他动机是侮辱另外一个比库，从我说这个笑话侮辱另外一个比库，那他犯的是恶说。
恶说。然后，但如果说他只是故意歪曲或者夸大事实，然后制造一个笑话，然后逗他笑的话，这个属于妄语罪下面的恶作，对，不是巴西利亚，因为巴西利亚你是要欺骗他，你是通过这东西欺骗的，所以不是巴西利亚，当然是妄语下面的恶作，这是对不起简黄的笑话人。然后另外一个人他要讲。So then, and the other people, if he listens to it, but he does not make physical effort, no, in his penis. So you can't tell he is falling into any offense, any offense or the dukkata, tulacha, or sangati says it. Because it comes out without any effort, without any
physical
previous chetana,
without any previous chetana,
previous chetana. And maybe without even intention to emit.
他说那个出经那个比库是无罪的。 因为实际上，第一，他没有做任何出经的思，第二，他可能根本就没有出经的思，所以说从这两个判断来算，他是无罪。我问一下，恶说这个罪应该怎么处理？只要不是巴拉提克三个地下都是一样的，都是对称。确定吗？我可以问清，因为他和六座之间，so he's asking that. How to confess the dubasita?
How to confess?
Yes.
Same as others.
So it is like other offenses like dukkata.
Yeah.
Because they belong to the seven classes of offenses. No?
Mm-hmm.
Seven classes of offenses. Parajika, sangadhi, tulachaya, and pachitya, and paditesaniya, dukkata tubas. The last one is dubhasita. It is, this can be desana gamini.
Mm-hmm.
Desana by desana viti.
Mm-hmm.
By confession.
Mm-hmm.
No. Parajika, sangadhi, says, they have different procedures.
All the others are the same.
All these others, like pachitya, tulachaya,
and
patitesaniya, dukkata tubhasita is by confession.
So he's asking that those dukkhatas and dupasitas mentioned in the Mahavagga and Chulavagga is considered as sachitaka or achitaka.
Some are sachitaka, some are sachitaka.
So he's asking that is there any general standard to judge whether this offense falls into the category of sachitika or achitika? Is there any general standards like that?
Yes, standard means now this 70 ways of judgment. We have these 70 ways how to judge an offense.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get this from the context. If we read the rule,
mm-hmm.
you can find from the context.
Mm-hmm.
So then, because now in the end of the rule, Patimokkha rule,
mm-hmm.
there is explanation, the Vibhanga,
mm-hmm.
as called, an analysis of the rule. And it says, Sanya, if it is called... It depends on the sanya. Especially mentioned about the sanya. What is sanya vimokkha, no sanya vimokkha.
Mm.
And so forth. What is freed from, because of wrong perception, what he is not freed of wrong perception.
Mm.
And vimati, whether it is by being in doubt or not in doubt. So then from that we can judge, and especially Patimokkha rules is easy to find.
Mm. But he's carrying
easy to find.
Yeah,
other rules, for example, which is like Sekhyas, Sekhya rules, they also tell, in the last there is no offense if one does not know, one does not intend, asanchitcha. So this comes very often in Sekhyas.
Mm-hmm.
But there are three Sekhyas which are sachitakas.
Mm-hmm.
Achitakas. If you don't know,
mm-hmm.
you fall into offense.
Mm-hmm.
Three Sekhyas. This is also explicit mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
In Mahavagga Pali, of course, we have to see according to the context.
Mm-hmm. 他是你要看那个 然后对于中学法来讲，那个他们解释没有那么复杂，可能不会讲什么什么想，但是他有很多中学法，他会给你讲，就是什么什么什么什么什么无罪的。然后在张老师的那个在那个七十五条中学法里边有三条，是无心结，就是说即使没有东西也是可以犯的。然后这是大品和小品，这个他们可能没有像巴金摩哈界那么详细解释，你要看他那个具体是什么样什么样之界的，然后你才可以。
刚刚的是那个听黄色笑话也是犯了，上了底线。就是讲黄色笑话还是听黄的？听着，
听是无罪，无罪，无罪，出金无罪，无罪。因为你自己之前没有做任何动作，这是其一；其二，你没有故意出金的动机。哦，这样的。
对，
然后你说什么？正好跟那个我之前问的问题啊，跟一个问题，无意中看到。 黄色图片能不能？
嗯，
就是你上网很多东西，突然一下子弹出来。
无意中看到的，
那肯定是无意中。
嗯，
你无意中看到，或者你出去，
嗯，
出国或怎么样的，不小心也会有这种信息啊，广告或类似这种图片，
嗯，
你不让出镜了，这是什么？就是还是也是无罪。
你是你故意去看的，还是说你无意间看到？无意间看到。
就是你出去，总会现在越来越清凉了，这种广告、泳装什么的那些。就类似于这种，
你是说
要么是上网下载？
我知道，你是说你故意去看，还是说是？
不是故意，肯定弹出来，你肯定知道是故意弹出来看
黄
色，就是看你。
So he's asking that,、for example, if he、happen to see some, you know, pornographic、pictures on the internet, or maybe not on the internet, on the streets, there's some porns now. So if he happens to see these kind of pictures, and he emits semen, so what is the offense to him?
There is no offense because there is no any planning like that.
嗯，无罪，因为你没有什么计划去看那个东西。
懂。
Like a dream, for example, if you see in dream sometimes, it comes like that, and you can't control it. Sometimes semen comes out.
这个在梦中一样，因为你在梦中，你可能在脑海中也会出现黄色电影，那个不是你能控制，所以是无罪的。对。
但是一般来说，就看一下这个片啊，听一个黄色笑话。出镜出不了的，出镜除非有想很多的一种动机。
你看什么样的人，他如果那种静观不顾的人，你不甚至不用说黄色，你就随便看一个女人，都很多可能出镜。
这样的。
对，你如果又比方说你是那个经常往这个方向那个，比方说出镜或者什么的话，你造成静观不顾的人，一看到女人都可能这样。对。
再接着问一个问题，就这个既是三个构成要素就会构成犯。打比方一个具体这样的情况，在他睡觉，然后在梦中有那种就是不静想，然后眼睛在梦中就让他的那个生殖器已经躲起来，但是在梦中放出的话是不算的，但就在这个时候他要出的那时候他醒了、醒了那个时候的已经从梦中已经出来了，但那个时候他的心有那个想出的那个冲动，就已经开始想，就有那个思产生了，然后接着他另一个心愿想止住那个，就是甚至不出，因为马上就要出，就那关键点就在于，
你这肯定是有犹豫了，你这已经有犹豫了，对吧？
就
在
犹豫了，对，
这就已经犹豫了，这就不叫不一样，
但是没有动作。没有，
那当然接着就
不是你。首先你不满足故意就不可能是什么那个，你要满足故意就没有犹豫。它里边第四个要素没有犹豫吗？他这刚才那个他解释是有犹豫的情况，对吧？
不，他意思就是止不住了。
但是他不管你止住不住，你是有止这个想法对不对？你是有止这个想法。
什么？
你有止这个想法，就要是让他止住这个想法，
对对对，
那就已经在犹豫了。你没有犹豫是我就是要的事。
那就不犯了，有止住的想法。
对对对。我可以帮你确认一下，但是我认为是这样，我可以帮你确认一下，但肯定是，但so he's asking that, so for example, if, what's called, somebody's penis got erected during a dream, so because of some lustful dream, that's it, and then, while he's going to wake up,If he feels that this semen is about to emit, but at this moment, he has this intention to emit, but immediately he wants to stop it. Immediately he wants to stop it, but he was not able to stop it. Still, it got emitted. So I told him that in such case, because he has hesitation, so this the deliberative factor is not there.So I explain this as no offense to him. I want to check with you. So.
Yes, this thing this can happen, but it must be some very strong desire, no? Strong desire. Then because of this strong desire, as called, if one makes some effort, must be also done. It's not only desire.
Whether the effort is in the dream or.
Yes, in the trip, either one presses one penis towards the bed sheet or towards the bed, or tries to make some effort, So then to accelerate the process,
mm-hmm.
to enjoy the whole thing. No?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now, if that effort is missing, then it's no offense.
Oh, okay. So with that intention, he must make this effort.
The effort must be there.
Mm-hmm.
他说是这样的，他说你比方说你说你在行的时候有那个东西出行，对不对？但是你必须以那个东西做出一个肢体的动作才可以才算。然后再接着一个就是，他以那个心，然后就想止住心，用手去他想是想那个抓住那个以后让他不出。当问题是就在他抓的时候，有一点乐受，然后他就出了。然后就是以。
但暂定的时候，心有转变了一下，就在那个时候，他是放三个DC3，他有动作了，因为他已经用。是出了以后觉得，还是说是？在抓的时候觉得。他本来抓的目的是想止住他不出。但是问题是，他抓的时候以后就发现就有那种乐受了，然后就结果导致他出了。
他有的时候，他有没有想想着，他有没有想想着动作停住，就是我不抓这样的。
这个例子来讲的话，分两种吧，看问一下是有什么叫分两种。就你，因为只是举个例子出来，我是，但是我想知道你这个例子里边，你说他抓住以后收了，然后他收了之后的东西还是什么样继续收了还是说？停止，他收了之后他又想停止。
停止，但是那个时候就是。
经验已经到那个管道里面，这样子就已经构成那个出的那个出的那个。就他还没抓，就是那种经验已经到管道，还是说已经抓了以后经验已经到管道？
抓到分两种吧，抓到以后它到管道。
抓以后，那抓以前到管道那是肯定是肯定都不算的，抓以前到管道你跟你的动作跟你出不出境根本没有影响，就是抓了以后到管道是吧？OK，
so。
He said that so because just go on with this case that that monk in order to stop this ejaculation process, he tried to grasp his own penis, but at the time of grasping, he feels this. Semen moves from the vesicles, and also he feels sukha. He also feels sukha, and then he tries to stop, but the semen has already been emitted. So on such occasion, what offense will incur to that monk?
Yes, now we have to judge from his intention. His intention was to stop.
Mm-hmm.
While touching, maybe there was some pleasant feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But while emitting was a pleasant feeling,
mm-hmm.
but it's not counted because his chetana, his initial chetana was to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if we judge from the point of view of chetana, chetana was not there to emit, it was the chetana to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
While touching maybe some pleasant feeling, while emitting a pleasant feeling, but these are secondary things.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is the chetana.
Mm-hmm.
If the initial chetana was to stop, and then there's no sangha disease.
他说你做出那个肢体，他说在自然这个情况下，你做出那个肢体动作的那个定，动机还是让那个出境停止，所以这个地方是不犯三参。
那意思说，只要这个医护良想制止，不让他射出，就是说离体外。不是离开体外，
他是你离开体外之后，然后再引回，那已经没有意义了。
不是，可不是这样。那我可以帮你问一下。那后来你说，陈主任他那方面说的，他那个情况。
他那情况和你情况不一样。我就问你的问题行了。然后那，so he's asking that. So for example, some monks. Intentionally emit this semen, and this semen has already moved out from this seminal vesicle, but it has not been emitted from the penis.
So during during the time that the semen is still in the urinary tract, the mask feels remorse and wants to stop the semen from flowing out. So what will happen to that monk?
Too late.
他那个情况就是说实际上那个经验出现的好像是他那个什么之前，但是他那个关键是他经验出现的好像是已经是在梦中，而不是在醒后。
阿那含就不是，他好像是阿那含，他就不永远都不会出金的。这个我想问一下班爹，是不是为什么阿那含就永远不会出金这个生理现象的事情？So
he's telling that it is he heard that it is impossible for an arahant to emit semen in any case. So he's asking why.
Impossible means because of raga citta. Raga citta. So then, this is what the Buddha told, it is because of lust, it's impossible. But because of other biological processes, we have found cases where in arahats, they emitted semen. Emitted semen. Why? Because of biological process. Meaning, for example, because of being oppressed by wind, by wind, rheumatic pains. So
yes, there is a story in the Sutta Vibhaga.
In Sutta Vibhaga, there are some stories like that. So therefore now, the Buddha told that it is impossible because of raga for an arahat to emit semen. Because arahat destroyed raga.
Then not only arahat, but also anagami. Anagami also no
last. Yeah, but yeah, I'm telling you because also yes. Arahat, because we ask about arahats, no?
Yes, yes, yes.
There are also cases like even they who have suppressed the kilesa by jhana, for example. So they are also not able to emit semen because of raga. Of raga. So then.
他说是这样的，他说那个阿罗汉不可能出经，是不可能以贪欲出经。 但不是说阿拉汉那个在生理上有可能出现，你可以看那个三藏地藏那里边有这样的故事，就是那个一个阿拉汉因为那个风吹动的甚至让他出经，然后佛陀说的无罪，这个故事在那个在律藏里边是有的。他说这个地方那个不可能出经，是不可能以贪欲出经。然后有些人他可能他也这个禅那，暂时是政府自己贪欲，他在那段时间可能他也不可能以贪欲出经。
Now semen, as I told, it is distributed all over the body because of DNA. And it is produced in the body whether you like it or not. We like it or not. It's produced in the body. So therefore, occasionally, there are nocturnal emissions which people have without even having intention to emit because the semen which accumulates in seminal vesicles becomes so much, it has to come by itself out. So it's like cows, they produce milk, for
example.
So the Buddha gives five reasons why semen can be emitted.
It is in the Vinaya note.
You told explain?
I will tell them to refer to the page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 然后张老师说佛陀在律藏里面讲出现有五种原因。 然后这个是在那个戒律考试大纲里边，我英文版本有时候我加上去，它是在那个戒律考试大纲那个第那个三个第四下故意出镜那部分。等一下我看一下。甚至波起五种原因
，so
conditions to get penis erected, no, same.
I see.
No, 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 not no? this one. No, no,
not
no.
this one.
This is it's a different way. Let me see. This story is about Mahavagabhaji.
Mahavagabhaji.
I don't think you have it here.
So the
no, this is about Sangadisesa. No?
Oh, yes,
about Sangadisesa. Okay. How one intentional by intention.
Mm-hmm.
This is by intention.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other reasons without intention.
Mm-hmm.
There are five reasons.
Okay.
One is because of raga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is intention.
Mm-hmm.
Which in this case now with Sangadisesa usually with raga.
Mm-hmm.
It's lust behind.
Mm-hmm.
The whole procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and then one another is because of vata, because of rheumatic pains, which is unintentional.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, while sleeping and so forth, one because of accumulation of air inside the bowels,
mm-hmm.
it can pressurize the seminal vesicles.
Mm-hmm.
The whole belly becomes full of air.
Mm-hmm.
And can pressurize the seminal vesicles so that because of that pressure,
mm-hmm.
the semen gets out in the urinary tract.
Mm-hmm.
So then in the night, one sees that one's own robes have been spoiled by semen.
Yes, yes.
Without even
a dream.
Knowing why.
Mm-hmm.
No dream, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can explain that. I'll explain other reasons, so otherwise forget.
Mm-hmm. 那个我不好意思啊，我刚才这个记忆好像大概上面说的生殖勃起五种原因，然后他那个出现五种原因，这个稍微有点不一样，但是第有一个是一样，那个淤液缺失，这个是一样的。然后还有一个不一样就是说，出现还可能是因为压力导致痛苦，比方说你在那个睡觉的时候，因为你那个肠里边那个消化过程还在继续，它会积累一些气体，气体会这个肠子膨胀。 然后它那就可能压迫到那个出精囊，然后会导致出精。然后这种出精很容易，你就是在睡眠过程中完全没有梦，但是还是会出精。So
another reason is vajja. Vajja because of excrement which accumulate in the rectum. Okay, if one does not go to a toilet before going to sleep, that excrement feces accumulate in the rectum and they press the seminal vesicles. If one turns this way, the other way, then the seminal vesicles get pressed, and then the semen comes out.
So because of
the pressure of the excrement, a lot of excrement accumulates in the rectum.
Okay. 他说那个还有一种原因就是很多大便那个积累在直肠里边，然后它那个积在直肠里边，它会使直肠膨胀，然后这个就出精了也会被挤压，然后出精，这也是一种可能。
So another is called because of urine. If the urethra is full of urine, it goes and get diluted and presses the seminal vesicles, and ultimately semen comes out.
然后还有一种像是膀胱里边尿液积蓄太多，然后它也会挤压那个出精囊，然后那个把精液给挤压出来。So last one.
So then now, therefore, it is better if one has this kind of problem, it's better to defecate, going to the toilet before going to sleep.
To defecate and urinate. No?
Urinate. 所以说，大家如果有这类现象出现的话，就一个好习惯，就是在那个睡觉以前大小便一次。 If not defecate, at least urinate. Try to urinate to get the urine out, because actually because of urine, most of the time it's because of urine. Sometimes the seminal vesicles get pressed. And semen comes.
如果你不能在睡觉以前大便，你至少小便一次，因为大部分情况下都是因为那个膀胱里面尿液积累太多，所以才会压迫那个出精囊。
And moreover and so forth, if the urine is there and presses seminal vesicles, this can send signal to the brain, and then the centers which is called stimulate dreams about sexual and so forth, sexual desire also get stimulated. Then I might get dreams also.
Wet dreams then.
Wet dreams.
他说，而且还有一个问题，就是说你那个膀胱里边尿那个积累到一定程度的话，它会往大脑那个传递信号，然后这种传递信号，它可能会刺激你是那个做梦，然后这种梦呢就可能会那个就是那种导致产生遗精的那种梦。
Therefore, in order to prevent noxious emissions, mm-hmm. one must know that it's not only raga mm-hmm. which produces emission of semen, mm-hmm. can other causes also.
The fifth one you didn't explain.
Yeah, I will explain. Okay. I can tell.
Uh-huh. 然后所以说那个，所以说他需要那个知道，就是说，所以说那个。 初心并不一定是因为贪欲，还有一些中性的那个原因。
And the fifth one is exceptional, which there is a kind of worms, like called like silk worms, worms. If they sting you on the body, then it can stimulate some nerves which can stimulate the brain, can stimulate the sexual, and by that can also stimulate seminal vesicles, and semen can come out.
Ah, he said that.
So these worms are very common in the forest. So that is the time when these worms, they eat a lot of leaves. Okay, they like to eat a lot of leaves and so forth. And they have a threat. They go from tree to tree and so forth. Sometimes in the morning, if you go in the forest, a lot full of these worms are there. They have a hair also. Hair under the body. And they walk like that. So then from leaf to leaf they eat. If they come in your body somewhere, they fall and so forth. And they stick just the hairs. The hairs are sticking to your skin. Then you will get, in the night you will get emission of
sin.
Sometimes on the mountain, I don't know what is time, maybe March, April, that is a lot of production of these worms are there. If you go into the forest, you can see also the this web, they make a web, it sticks to the skin sometimes. So then, and this with the web together, also this come, they might come in your robes, everywhere, and you feel they work. Most of them are like black worms. Not worms, they are caterpillars, no?
Caterpillars, yes.
Caterpillars, they're called caterpillars.
Caterpillars.
They might walk, you might find inside your robe sometimes. If they sting you, finish. So then, therefore now, it is not only the mental aspect we have to take into account for emission of semen, there are also physiological processes.
所以说这个初心并不仅仅是一个跟心理相关的过程，它有那种纯粹生理过程。So
arahats also can emit semen because of physiological process, but not because of mental processes like lust.
所以对于一个阿拉汉来讲，他是可以通过那种纯生理的过程来出现的，但是他是不可能通过那种由欲贪驱使的心理过程来出现。
Those who practice super meditation, they also there is no way for them to emit semen because of lust. Maybe because of physiological process they might meet it.
他说修不净修得好的人呢，他也不会就是因为贪欲而出现。
So therefore now, but the most common reason is because of not going to the toilet before sleep.
最常见的原因就是因为睡觉以前不上厕所导致的。
So then, because of the urine, the blood is full of urine, and can stimulate the seminal vesicles.
这种实际上就是因为膀胱里边恶心尿液太多所导致的积压。
So then, alright, the rest is easy, but I want to tell about this sacitteka offenses, acitteka offenses. Now, it is easy way to find out whether an offense, a rule is such, an offense is sacitteka or acitteka. Now, this chart is good to look, have a look to these charts. Because I think for every rule there is something, this 17 ways of judging to find out whether that is about Patimokkha rules. But if one wants to find at the, we must tell him also that almost 80% of the rules are sacittakas. The rest, and so forth, you can find occasionally rules with acittakas.
他说那个，如是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是是
So now we'll go to the next rule, no? Kaya Sansaga. That is touching woman, I call with a lustful thought, and that is also how a monk can be, fall into Sangha disease offense.
这样就讲是以异性与女人发生身体接触，而这条线也是一条生，那个生出语。Okay.
Now, if we read these rules, this rule, there are certain technical terms. What means otino, what means viparinatena chitena. So then this has to be clarified, otherwise some monks, they think just by touching woman you have fallen into sangha disease offense. Without taking into consideration, without means otino and viparinatena chitena.
这个第二条是哪里边，这有几个事特别注意，比方说那个贪染，还有那个一掌变心，他说有些比昆以为就是碰女人就可能会导致生产，不是导致那个生殊鱼，那这个其实他是没有考虑这个地方的那个贪染和一掌变心，这个。
Some monks who travel by bus and by accident a woman hits in the body, or they hit in the woman's body, they will run to the teacher and tell Bande, oh, I fall sangha disease, I have to observe parivasa manata as well.
有一些比库那个碰到那个去苏州，所以他碰到女人身体，然后回自己解释说，那个老师说我犯了三个地震，请给我别处，请给我麻辣拉。
If they go to the hospital and the nurse comes and touches them to take blood from them, oh, finish. Parivasa manata.
那这种比库可能到医院里边，那个护士给他那个碰到身体，给他抽血，他们就是，哎呀，完了，我犯了三个地震了，我要进手术，别处，进手术麻达。
So then, therefore, you must understand first what means otino viparinatena chitena, no?
所以说我们必须理解什么叫贪染，什么叫一转变心。
So now, otino means affected by desire, according to the Vinaya notes here. So, infatuated with desire, physically in love with. I don't know. Raga, it is raga, okay? It is called affected by raga, by lust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is the meaning.
Mm-hmm. 然后, 这个地方贪染是指那个, 被情欲所染污。
So then, lust means actually sexual desire.
这个地方情欲就是指性欲。
Or desire to enjoy the touch with a woman.
或者说是那个，以触摸女性的身体而受乐的欲。
And viparina tenacitena is with a perverted mind. Perverted mind, not to help the woman, but you want to touch her, to enjoy. That's called the sensation of touching.
Mm-hmm.
Because of lustful thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Perverted mind. And this will involve also effort.
Mm-hmm.
That's called not just by accident if it happens like that.
然后这个地方还有一个要素就是努力，就是说你跟那个女人身体接触并不是偶然发生的，必须是通过你自己努力而发生的。
Okay. So and the woman means. Any woman who has been born in that very day also, like a baby.
他说这个女人包括一切女人，就即使当天出生才活着的那个女婴儿。
Therefore now even young girls, baby girls, it's called, well, not touch that to the cheeks, to the head, to the body, just to enjoy the enjoy the sensation of touching a woman.
所以说，那个即使对于女婴和小女孩，我们也不应当那个通过触摸，而那个就不应当企图通过触摸而受乐。
Now to touch means to take the hand, to touch the hair. Any limb of a woman.
这个地方是说那个从事那个性相处是指触摸女人的手，或者触摸女人头发，或者说触摸那个女人肢体的任何位置。
Therefore, it is called anyatara seva, anyatara seva, angasi paramasana. Anyatara means any this and that, whatever is called a limb of a woman, if one touches it, sangha disses.
所以说，这个就像那个《医护图》第63页第一段说的，那个凡假如从事着手、着法术或者摸出某一身分者，他就犯那个送出狱。
All right, this looks simple, but many monks have problem with this rule.
这条戒看起来很简单，但是那个，须陀比会对这条戒有很多那个问题，有很多麻烦。
They can't discern the difference between intention, effort, and touching a woman.
They can't discern or something?
They can't understand the difference
understand.
Between intention, the effort, and touching a woman.
他说就是这笔库他是有问题的原因，就是他不能理解是那个动机，然后努力，以及什么是动机，什么是努力，以及什么是那个接受女人。
So therefore, if a woman comes sometimes and worship a monk, they touch the monk's feet, no?
Yes, yes, yes.
Really? Pariva samanata.
所以有些人那个他那个接受女人的理性，然后那个女人就触摸他的脚，然后他最近就开始想啊，我是不是应该受别处，是不是应该受马达？
So then, because some monks they get lust. This lust bloods the mind. You think now, what happened? My sila is broken. So then, they feel remorse. They run to the teacher upon the remedy, find the solution.
所以呢，因为这个之所以他们会有问题，可能因为那女人在触摸他们过程中，他们产生贪欲，然后事后他们就开始有疑悔，然后有疑悔，然后就为了解决这个问题，就跑到戒师那里说，那个戒师说给我憋住了这样的。
So, yes, while going for Pindapata, even downstairs here, sometimes women make the effort to touch and then hand. The monk's hand touches the man's woman, or the woman touches the monk's woman. Finish. Problem. Parivasa samanata.
还有就是在那个托钵的时候，可能有些人在托钵过程中，然后那个女居士给你受那个给你受食物的时候，不小心手碰到你的手了，然后或者碰到身体什么其他地方，然后有些人可能就想啊，我是不是犯三个戒戒，是不是需要憋住了？
In Thailand, the monks they use a handkerchief.
Okay.
Handkerchief, they put a handkerchief, they say the guru needs to put everything in the handkerchief, only then the monk takes.
而在那个泰国的话，那个僧人和居士有些东西，他们用手帕。如果是女人，他们要把那个都堆放手帕里边，这个僧人才敢拿。
So they think if you take directly from the woman's hand, F offense.
因为这些人以为就是如果你不用手帕，那个直接送到女居士手里边拿东西的话，那个就是犯僧团。
Therefore, we have to study this rule well. Otherwise, you all the time you will trouble yourself. You have remorse, and you will wondering, did I fall into offense? Did not fall into offense.
然后。所以说这要教练好好学习，不然的话你会不停给自己制造麻烦，然后不停的怀疑我是不是犯了戒，然后不停的追悔。
梵蒂说关于他戒不同地方是很多解释，我之前也问过中国的梵蒂的，连母亲都不能碰的。
母亲都不能以贪欲碰，还是说就是不能碰？
不能碰，没有说贪欲、不能碰女人。他说您母亲都不能碰，没有说什么贪欲不贪欲，没说这么深层，就是不能碰，就像泰国一样的，出食的时候也不能碰。
He said before he was
不同地方是有，你问一下他。
He said that there are different explanations of this rule in different places. Before, when he was in China, some monks told him that you should not touch any woman, regardless of your intention, even your mother, like that.Regardless of your intention, you should not touch anyone, even your mother, like that. He has been taught like
yes,
that.
That's why I'm telling you. Even teachers told, that's called, if the monk goes and teacher told, I touch a woman, and you're very bad. And the woman touch me, and very bad. So even if a woman touches the feet of the monk's feet, worshipping, finish, problem. So then, it is the touching which matters. It's not the chetana, it's not the effort. Therefore, now, if we study the factors, there are certain factors, no? So, if these are not fulfilled, you are not sangha disease.
Okay.
We study the factors. Therefore, you have to put factor 1, 2, 3, 4 factors. Only on factor, only touching, no problem.
No problem. Okay.
Because other factors also should be together, combined.我知道这里，
听懂吗？
我知道他说有要出门。
啊，对，让你。
我想问一下，像他这样的话，像我们出去回中国了， 久别重逢或者是离别的时候，
嗯，
我母亲啊、亲戚啊、
拥抱你
吗？妻啊什么，哎，这种拥抱我们没有染心，但是就是那种慰藉的那种拥抱，
嗯，
没问题的。
嗯，
确认一下，不要到时候又
说上面什么呀。He is asking that, so for example, if his female relatives, so at the time of saying farewell, or welcome him, giving him a escort, hug.
Mm.
And on such occasions, we think if we're going to offense or not.
It's not offense, because they make the effort, no, the monk doesn't make the effort.
Okay.
Even if the monk makes an effort to make a hug,
mm-hmm.
it is what is a chetan. It is because of friendly
mm-hmm.
feelings, no, friendly feeling. It's not because of lust,
mm-hmm.
or you know, it's not because of that, because of friendly feeling. You feel friendly with them. You don't feel lustful with them.
Mm-hmm.
That is completely different dimension of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Strong desire to touch because you want to enjoy the sensation of the woman's body.
Mm-hmm.
So that is completely different dimension of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
But with friendly feelings and so forth, if you do hug,
mm-hmm.
so you don't fall offense. But I explain this also because sometimes it's misinterpreted. And monks usually should not do that in the public because other people, they don't look it in the proper perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Monks should be more restrained.
Mm-hmm.
Not like village children, village mm-hmm. boys, village boys,
mm-hmm.
they go, ah, mother and so on like that.
Mm-hmm.
They should be restrained.
Mm-hmm.
So then, but if they, by accident they do it,
mm-hmm.
that does not mean they fall into offense.
Mm-hmm. 你听懂了吗？
就是说
What? Listen. Finish.
我没听懂。
Okay. So he's he needs translation. So I will just translate for him first. So he's a 那个张说是这样的，就是说这个本身一般来说，就是如果只要你动机不是通过那个出门受乐，那是不犯戒的，因为一般情况下这种拥抱他们过来抱你，不是你过去抱他，是吧？那这个是个努力，是他做出，你不是你做出努力。然后即使是你做出努力，然后你那个东西只要不是你贪欲心，然后也不是去什么去通过这个来受乐，那就不犯。但是这点要注意，就是说虽然说不犯，但不代表就是鼓励你做这个事情，因为其他人可能从不可以看你那个用不同的眼光来看这件事情。所以说那个一般来说那个不主张那个就虽然在公共场合啊直接去和那个你拥抱啊像村里边人小男孩做的一样，一般是不主张。但是如果说我出于一种偶然这件事情发生了，这不代表他犯了那个僧俗欲。
Airport. Bye.
Yes,
it's okay.
But you must, usually, I'm telling you, now, monks should have a different etiquette,
mm-hmm.
etiquette of behavior, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a man comes and, how are you, Bande, they give the hand. So monks usually, it's not good to give the hand.
Yes.
They tell, fine, and so forth, more restraint.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will respect.
Mm-hmm.
If the monk behaves like lay people behave, oh, very good, and what, how, so then, it does not look nice, okay? It's appropriate for monks. Usually lay people, they have to make anjali to the monk,
yes.
should not touch the body of monk. So, therefore, no, even shaking hand is not good. But except if people, they force, you have the hand like that, and they force, you take your hand and shake it, you can't help, okay?That is, but usually we don't make the effort to stretch the hand how you. So even males, so woman, because it does not look nice for others. We as a monk should not have this etiquette of like lay people have. So, and of course if one makes it, there is no offense, no apathy.If a woman wants to shake hands, no apathy, because you have not intention to touch the woman because you want to enjoy some pleasure. It is because a custom. It's a custom, no? So then, but our customs are different. Monks' customs different. Lay people's customs different. Therefore, we should not do like that. Hugging, the same. Hugging, lay people, come, hug.Monks, no good. Like, shaking hands, no good. Hugging is what does not look nice. We have must different etiquette, restraint. But if other people come, your mother comes and hug. Okay, you don't hug. You just stay like that.
Yes.
You don't put your hand around your neck. I call that. So I have not seen you for a long time. So what? Usually monks should be restrained. So, but if by accident happens, no offense, because it is your mother, you know, it is because of friendly feelings, by accident happens, as called, you don't fall in offense. So therefore you must know the difference between monk's etiquette and how, even if you do it by accident, you don't fall into offense because of custom, because of friendly feeling you have towards the person. If you do it, no offense. But usually we don't do it. Even because of friendly feelings, we don't do it because it's not proper for monks.
我说不仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅仅 对你来说是不适合的，因为他这样对你我得说不够尊重。但是如果说他是逼着你非要跟你握手，把你手这样拉过来，这么强行跟你握，那你就是有点我那反正对你来说是无罪，但是只是对他来说他不够尊重你而已。然后拥抱这个事情也是一样的，就是说你不应该主动去拥抱他的。比如说你妈过来抱你，要行，你可以让你妈这样抱住你，但是你不要你就能站着不要动，不要伸手去抱住你妈最好是。然后而是这种是，但是不管怎么说，你拥抱你只要不是那个，只要不是你的错误动机，它也是无罪的。但是只是这样，如果主动性那样做的话，不是很适合而已。
So you can smile and oh friendly smiling okay, but these things.It's not good for monks.
你可以微笑，但是如果那个拥抱握手，这就不太适合。
你说我有时候习惯是摸我妈的头啊，或者这样勾着肩膀拍拍她。
嗯，
这个在家里面，如果我是出家人，在家里面不要紧，也不犯戒的，因为没有这个心嘛。
So he said that if not in public places, for example, at his own house, in his own house, he pat his mother, he pat his mother's head, or pat his mother's shoulder. Is it allowable or suitable?
No problem, because you don't do it because of.
It's very close and you see
yes. Yes, you can do it because, but you don't do it with this lustful thoughts, no?
Mm-hmm.
Because of friendly.
Yeah.
You feel, it's called Gehasikapema. There is a Pali word. Gehasikapema is affection. This
mm-hmm.
means. Homely affection, homely affection. Because you feel homely with these people together, like sisters, brothers, mother, father, the home, same home, no, we have grown together. So because of this affection, homely affection, but it's not raga. Raga is complete distorted mind, perverted mind. So corrupted mind. So you don't do like that. So there is no problem.
没有，其实是一种家庭爱，只要不是那种攀比。
而且我还要问一下，就是说，如果在中国嘛，中国不居士来了嘛，我们都碰在一起了，父母也来了，我这样碰了我父母，我父母就拥抱嘛。那在中国的话，他们认为这我算犯戒了。那他们如果跟中国的班弟说我犯戒了，我是在中国是不听他们的，还是他们应该是回到斯里兰卡来举罪我，而不是在中国举罪我？你明白我的意思吗？中国的居士看到你，对吗？我们中国说过这条戒是什么女人都不能碰的，你怎么碰了？他说你犯戒了，你肯定是生了邪杀，那时候怎么处置啊？
你怎么对付他们是吧？
对中国的他们也有圣人，他们你犯戒了，因为理解不一样嘛，像
对
的。
So he said that. So for example.
我查一下，我听过嘛。对这条戒的解释跟长老是一样的，
一样
的。有原因
啊，
有原因
啊。那您
说，并不是说蓝尊者并没有讲过碰了就犯，然后妈妈碰了就犯，也是要有心的。
是，但是啊 ，OK。所以 he's
He's asking that. So, for example, while being in China, some woman touched him by accident. So, if this scenario is seen by some other monks, and those monks think that by this touching he will fall into offense, then how is he going to settle this problem?
You see the factors. Intention, I have no intention. Effort, I do not make effort. Mm-hmm. And we have studied the factors and so on, about, I think, four factors, no? Mm-hmm. So then, I do not fulfill any only one factor. I do not fulfill, actually, the woman touched me, I did not touch her. So therefore, one factor is fulfilled, but what other factors? Mm-hmm. So therefore, now, if he studies the Vinaya correctly, he is not going to get remorse. He is going to teach the other monks also, that they are wrong.
Okay.
反正你就拿这个那个以后都脱离了，说这几个药，说跟他举例一样，你说这个动机我也没动机，努力我也没做出任何努力。但是，我主动拥抱的话，那个就可变性就比较。你可以说谎说你没动机，其实你有东西，就可变性比较。
这我说。
让你被抱好变一点，如果主动去抱别人的话，
对，
可变性低。
对你刚才你没说你主动去抱他是被别人来抱你是吧？
说准的这个激动起来，你这收不准的这个。对，但然后动机这个东西，你那动机那多了去了，东西他还可以说你有巴拉，他还可以说什么你有巴拉结果，你他这认为你撒谎，那你那你那是什么他都可以不相信，你何止这条线？那个，反正我就想，我就有想法，我倒说对，就是说，就是假定是我主动抱的那个女性亲属的话，就跟小白说。 人的记忆起来有可能就是忘记了什么的，失念或者什么。忘记自己身份了。然后，如果是这样的话，即使我真的是没那样的动机，但是因为那个人的心是很快速的，是会变的。刚开始是失念，那到后来可能不一定是失念。然后我可能之后想起来，我会后悔。
当时我是不是？你这种应该是臆想嘛，就是说你不知道当时什么动机是吧？
对，就是说我的意思是说，就是说不管怎么样，出家人即使没那个动机，然后主动去报女性，我觉得也是不适当的。
不适当，张老有什么说不适当的？
对，
你有问题吗？就是
我没问题。但是张老刚才好像。
我不知道他表述，他说他的意思就是说，然后不能动，不适当，最好是别人帮你站住不动。
对，但你不要去主动抱。对。
但是在你私底下，你这样没有这个心，抱。
对，那前提也是你没有那个心，但他那个话，你不能保证没有那个心，对吧？就他说这个情况就是你不能保证你没有那个心，就是你的心可能会变嘛，就是说你是不是？
受热呀，你心是变的，你后面受热了跟抱的时候受热不一样。
对，我知道他所谓那个会变，就是说你可能一开始不觉得受了，后来可能会觉得受了，是这个意思。他这个意思。
不太理解，就是长老说，他说这个情况没问题，就说在家里面没问题，然后家里面主动触摸头啊，因为头已经。
但不是，这张老他那个他说的时候，他强调了，你说他说那个 friendly intention， 就是说你这个动机就是只是为了表示友好。
对，所以我的意见就是说，我认为这个心的变化是很迅速的。你伸出手的时候是良好，但是你真正碰到的时候，那你的心是随时在变的。
So his telling that his idea is that even at home, you should not even touch your female relatives with the friendly intention because your intentions may change very quickly. So you know, it's called, reach out your hand with the intention of showing for friendliness. But while you're touching me, this channel of mind may already switch to the raga channel. So you don't know what will happen. So his suggestion is that don't touch any intention somehow at home or something. Mm-hmm. Don't make any effort from yourself.
Yes, some teachers advise like that. Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm-hmm. It is because, but I mean now to, the effort, the initial, we count the initial effort, no? Now it is, now in my, if my intention is just to touch with friendly feelings, as called the touch, the initial intention is done like that, no?
Mm-hmm.
So while touching, mm-hmm. maybe you feel some pleasant feeling,
mm-hmm.
and you might change.
Mm-hmm.
But if you withdraw your hand, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because now the initial, you make the effort, no?
Mm-hmm.
As called, up to now, no offense.
Mm-hmm.
After, of course, if you make the second effort to touch because of lustful thoughts,
mm-hmm.
then the second effort, maybe you fall into offense.
首先那个是这样，这个就很多积极消极的老师都是像你这样建议的，这个建议当然很好，就是发放方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方方 你心又变了，只要是你在这个心变的情况下，你不再做出一个新的努力，比方说保持这个触摸，你做出个努力保持这个触摸。你如果说你在这个情况下做出这个努力，那是三个没办法。但是比方说你觉察到心态，然后立刻把手伸回来，那就没问题。
那正念要很强。
啊，
你要说，我们的父母偶然间不认识，然后见面，然后聊起事情，就说聊起就是家人的私事的时候，啊，有一个父母，比如说他的父母，就是说，跟他就是非常亲密，就是说我的孩子一出家也不热情，然后我父母可能就说，文化比较低，就是说我孩子出家像网上一样的，就拍拍包包，
嗯，
这么一来，两个不同文化之间的那种。这就是产生一些那什么，就是你这他就会你这笔触是就是他会那个对僧众的那种信心就会产生质疑。我说这样多好啊，即使你在家，但是你不能保证你的父母和你的素质是一样的。
嗯，
就是这种消息，就是像没有过通风的墙一样，总会流出去。
嗯，
即使你亲属跟别人聊起来。哎，我的孩子那时候出家，但是我们仍然。
你这种情况就像在公共场合一样，因为实际上是被别人看见的。我因为你这次基本上是，比方说你和你父母在拥抱的时候，他的父母也在场，那实际上是相当于公共场合。我觉得，你不管你，
即使是比如说在我家里，
对，
我和我父母拥抱，我的表姐在家里，
啊，
这他出去的时候，其实也因为每个人他对那个佛学的基础不一样，他宣传的时候，他会根据自己那个世界观，他去那种推测，这种我觉得危害性非常大，你要说明白。
So he said that even if one hugs his own female relatives, even at his home, there may be some witnesses. There may be some witness among his family members, and those family members may spread bad rumors about that. So considering this kind of risk. It is better not to do that even at home. This is his idea.
No, I told Nagisi that the monks should have etiquette.
Uh-huh.
The monks' etiquette, it is different from lay people's etiquette.
Uh-huh.
Even shaking hand is not good.
Uh-huh.
Shaking hand is not good. Uh-huh. So even hugging
uh-huh.
is not good
uh-huh.
because it does not look nice for a monk.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and people might spread bad rumors.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But from the Vinaya point of view,
uh-huh.
You must know that because you're shaking hand, because you're touched,
uh-huh.
you are Sangati says, you have to go Parivasa, Manata, Abana,
uh-huh.
all the procedure.
Uh-huh.
This is why many monks get troubled
uh-huh.
because of this rule.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't know the difference.
Uh-huh.
They have not studied the rule correctly.
Uh-huh.
And then ultimately, problems, the whole Sangha has to come.
Uh-huh.
And Kamavacha. Three times, Kamavacha. And he one gets to fall. I fall into many Sangati's offense. Many times concealed. And God. He has to maybe 10 days go on Parivasa.
Mm-hmm.
What the problem? What is the problem?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Factors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 factors. only one factor. So the problem is for the whole sangha. You must know. You must study through correctly. If by accident happened, because sometimes you can't avoid, if you are with lay people in the airport, they might hug you, maybe you might, without mindfulness, also you want to, you also hack. And then, do you fall into offense? You have to judge. So then, this one telling you, this is the etiquette of the monks, it is different. Usually you should never, not do such things. It's not good. Even small children, you don't, it's called take them, how do you, and so like, it's called play with small girls like that. It's not good. Not because you want to, because of lust. Because of this childish affection. You don't touch a small girl because you feel lust for this woman. Because they are playful. Sometimes they come and play, want to play with you. And you want to touch and so on like that. You touch, sometimes you forget. Not because of lust. And then whatever. The whole sangha. Why you trouble the whole sangha? Because you don't know the Vinaya rule correctly. So therefore, I'm telling you these things you have to be distinct. What is the Vinaya rule? What is the etiquette of the monk?
你说也是对的，就是说那个，就是说那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个
但是其实我说的问题就是基础，就是大家都知道这是，就是僧团里面所有人都知道这是不对的，但是它这个效果是社会效应。
我知道，但是这不是长老强调的点，这长老强调的点就是他那个无罪这一点，他强调的这一点。
但是你跟班内说，按照这个动作的话，其实绝对可以按照佛陀的四个标准判断的，跟不是犯戒的东西，只要是世俗允许的，你可以去做，对吧？按照四个判别嘛，绝对可以做，而且这都是人的情感。就像班尼说的小女孩，就算她女的，她是你女儿，肯定会跟你亲近，肯定会，你会摸她头。在别人眼里，俗人，什么叫俗人？她的想法肯定跟每个人都不一样，而且她的眼光，她的很狭窄。你这种是激励或者是什么的动作，你的想法是很正的，但别人想法是有邪见在里面的。你不能没办法阻止，但是你只要把自己的五个要素摆正，绝对没问题。特别是对你女儿或者是你那个妈妈这类的姐姐啊、妹妹这些东西。
他好像刚才不是这么说的。
什么？
他好像刚才不是这么说的。
哪个？
我这张老刚才他不是这么说，但是他因为他身上就是你一个出现的行为方式，就是还是要那个就是那个注意，就是那个其他人会不会对你这种行为散布不好的谣言？
对，但是我刚刚不解释过了吗？别人的你的心是不包括这种回
应。那也就是说你要那个和他带着观点给纠正一下他的观点是吧？就是
我没纠正班内观点
啊。那
我的意思是说，班内这个是我按照就算班内不这样说，我按照佛陀的这个四个里面这样去做。
哦，我知道，
也没有问题的。这个别人说，我做问心无愧，我还是这样，是吧？是类似于这种吧？
但是他现在说的跟张老师刚才说的是不一样的。
对，刚才
我
听
的观点，
对
张老师说是你不要去触摸，那万一碰上了，你也碰上。
对对，
他说的意思就是说。只要我保证我的心是正的，我就可以去说。
对，你是这个意思
对
吧？
你如果说半点，如果这个是你母亲，这个是你女儿，可以主动去触摸。
OK，
他说的可以就是我就主动叫。
对，就不，
另一个翻译就是他不管社会因果，
我
一定翻译这句话。
OK， so， he's telling that you said that it is。an etiquette of a monk
that usually you should not make an effort to touch a woman. Make an effort on your own side. You should not make an effort. It is an etiquette of a monk. But he said that as long as he can make sure that his only intention is pure, then regardless of other people's view, he can do whatever he likes.
No, touch.
So, touch his mother and daughter like that. As long as he can make sure that his only intention is pure, then he can touch his mother and his daughter like that. So what do you think?
Yeah, from the Vinaya point of view, there is no offense, because if he does it with his friendly feelings, no? Does not go to pervert it from the Vinaya point of view. But how other people look to it, so that is different. That is different. Therefore now, we have to also to regard from the other point of view, so that one does an action, but at the same time, we must know that other people must not misunderstand it, if they are around, because people have bad mouth. Bad mouth, and they tell bad things. That this monk, this corrupted monk, he does not know, and so on. Now in Thailand, for example, you go to the airport, usually ladies, they are ladies officers, no? They will never hand over the passport to the monk. They will tell the male officer to give the passport back to the monk, in immigration office. So then, that is usually done in Thailand. So then, now if a monk, for example, by accident now, he does not know the customs. So he tries to get the passport from the female hand. So then other people might blame. Very bad monk. How he could get from the female officer's hand his passport? So he should wait. The female will give it to the male officer and then he has to take. Then Thai monks will blame. But what is the offense? They will tell you fallen offense. But if you know Vinaya, you actually have not fallen offense. So in order to solve this problem, sometimes you must know that we have to see not only the opinion of the other people, you have to see also the Vinaya point of view. But at the same time now, if there is a custom in a country, we usually respect that custom. Okay? We don't do things which, although are not wrong according to the Vinaya, but is wrong according to the custom. How people understand things. We should respect also the opinion. And we should also be careful to not to be fall into blame because of people have bad mouth. So in order to avoid all these problems, now you have two options. You must learn your Vinaya very well. If by accident something happened, you know, okay, no problem with the Vinaya. Problem with customs. Problem with etiquette means of bad mouth people. So in that case, you are, in order to avoid that problem, so what? You also behave. Behave according to people. Have the customs, according to people, try to not to have bad mouth. To block the bad mouth of other people, you don't do actions which also are correct according to the Vinaya, but you follow problems because of the troubles. To avoid troubles, you don't do things which are not appropriate according to the, to the customs of the country.
You understand? Not understand.
I understand.
He said that 这样说的，比方说那个这个举个例子，比方说在泰国，那个泰国海关，或者说泰国移民局的话，泰国移民，比方说你要去那个泰国移民局办签证，然后泰国有这样的风俗，为了避免一个就是说那个你那里边女工作人员跟出洋人发生身体接触，他通常他不直接把护照递给你，他这个女工作人员会把护照先递给男工作人员，然后再由男工作人员递给你。假如说你去泰国那个办签证，然后你不知道这个风俗的话，然后你直接从一个女工作人员那边拿签证，那人就开始对你指手画脚，尤其泰国出来人的朋友说你犯了僧残，然后你当然作为你来讲，你去好了戒律，你当然知道这个东西是无罪的，但是泰国和尚他会这样责备你，所以说我们的建议就是，一方面你要那个学好戒律， 但是另一方面你要尊重那个一个地方风俗，你要尊重一个地方人的那个理解事情的方式，不要使自己陷入责备之中，不要那个让别人通过传播对你不利不利的谣言而对你坏的影响，大致就是这个意思。
人肯定会就是说人的习性有倾向于往严了走，就是戒律往严了吃，也有一大部分人会倾向于往松了吃，大家都知道这是广泛的。
嗯，
如果一旦这样就是说从众的人多了起来，
嗯，
形成四对四的对这种就意见不合，可能会造成僧团分裂。
嗯，
这种问一下班飞是应该
这是后面那个面生法的内容吗？
这今天就讲的这个。
但是这是后面面生法的内容，这是后面面生法的内容，这是后面的面生法的内容。你现在这个时候问这个问题吗？
我确实这个时候问。
So he's actually asking something about Adhikarana. So he's telling that, for example, on this particular rule, there are different opinions on this.So because of, even in one Sangha, there may be two kinds of people who has the different opinions, who have different opinions on this rule. So because of this, disputes may arise in the Sangha. So when this kind of quarrels and disputes happens, what are we going to do? And I told him this is Adhikarana, we can learn later, but I don't know what is your response.
We have to judge according to the factors. No, tomorrow we will study the factors.
Uh-huh.
Don't be in hurry. Now, we have not finished the explanation of the rule.
Uh-huh.
We study the factors, and the teacher will go to the factors. If you fulfill five factors, there are five factors actually, I see.
Mm-hmm.
If you fulfill five factors,
mm-hmm.
okay, Sangha Disa. If only one or two, no Sangha Disa.
Mm-hmm.
Finish. You have to guide to the factors. No, Adhikarana.
No, but
it's the factors which matter.
No, he's attending that how to settle down disputes. But for example, if others said this kind of behavior is good, according to this kind of behavior, the five kinds of factors are fulfilled. But the other said the five kinds of factors are not fulfilled. So in this kind of case, how to settle down the disputes?
Yes, this is to be. You have to judge according to what the monk admits. He admits patinya. Patinyaya karitabu, patinya.
Uh-huh.
This is Adhikarana, it's called Patinyaya karitabu.
Uh-huh.
One of the Adhikarana.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Satya Penyotatabu, Patinyaya karitabu.
Uh-huh.
It's according to what the monk admits.
Mm.
So if the monk admits that he has not made effort,
mm-hmm.
his intention was pure,
mm-hmm.
we have to accept that, finish.
Mm-hmm.
There is no dispute about that.
Mm-hmm.而根据他说，比方说是因为一个特定的比库那个行为的出现争论的话，那就应该用那个七面正法里边那个自言智，自言智就是说他说是那个这个比库他怎么说的，他说自己当时有没有东西，然后他自己当时有没有做出努力，然后他是怎么说的，你就按照那个如果你没有其他证据的话，你就按照那个人说法来做可以。
So if other people tell a bad mouth, we don't regard that. But from the point of view, you have to interrogate the monk. If the monk did this with pure intention, he did not make effort with evil intentions, we have to accept that. Not to listen to other people.
Okay. 而这个事儿即使有别人先人散播不好的谣言，那个，但是从戒律角度讲，我们应该只听那个比库说。
Okay, tomorrow we'll continue with his rule, no?
Okay, so let's go. Maya katam punyam samina namoditabha.
Saab sadha namoditabha.
Samina katam punyam mayhandatabha.
Saab sadha namoditabha.
Sadhu sadhu namodami Oka sadhvara tene katan sapam chen kamatme bhante
Kamami
kamami
Svabhate Idukaita Nibbana pachanamate
Actually he's
Just now his question is about any vinyl.
Actually, just now his question is about any vinyl. Two different kinds.